Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've got David Forrest, who just went through his draft on the baseball side of things. Of course, he's the GM of the Oakland A's. They've got the Angels tonight. Tim Lincecum will be pitching against Kendall Graveman. And to talk about it, David's good enough to join us here on the Damon Bruce Show. David, how are you, man?
Pretty good, Damon. How's it going?
Doing well, thank you very much. Do you envy GMs on their draft day? Do you feel kindred spirits with other GMs on their draft days?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to just have gone through ours, and we get to add 40 guys to the organization, whereas Bob Myers and the Warriors only get to add a couple. So I like our position. I also I pity Bob and his staff having to turn around so quickly after their season ended. That can't be easy for them. But no, it's all, like you said, it's always a fun day for the front office, but there's plenty of other things to focus on for us this time of year.
What comes with the bigger workload, honestly? Evaluating 40 guys where you get a lot of swing and misses just based on the math, or having to nail your first round because you only get two of them draft picks? Like, what's the more enviable position? All the options or no options?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's such a different process. I actually I traded emails with Bob a little bit when we were setting up our draft, and you know, just talking about the difference between having, you know, 1,500 guys on the board versus, you know, whatever they have, three, you know, a couple hundred. You know, we always take the approach that this is our best chance of the year just to overhaul the organization and bring in a ton of talent. When you're an NBA team, and particularly if you're picking up top the way, you know, those teams you mentioned, the Sixers and those Celtics, the Lakers, there's a lot of pressure there to like you said, nail it. Because otherwise, you've got a whole year that goes past without another chance to add good talent to the organization.
We got Kendall Graveman going for you tonight. He hasn't won since May 30th, but came out and looked good in his last start. Fortunately, Timmy looked even a little bit better against him. He held the Angels to one run and three hits in seven innings. Lincecum, one run, six innings to pick up his first win since returning to Major League Baseball. And what do you know? We do it again tonight. This time, though, it happens down in Anaheim. Tell me about Graveman and if you think he's turning a corner, if he can maintain the success that he had in his one outing, and if that might start defining his season, not his struggles. And then finally, what'd you just think of Lincecum in our first look at him in over a year?
Well, you mentioned that Kendall doesn't have a win in almost a month, but that's, you know, certainly through no fault of his own, considering the way he pitched last Friday night. I mean, I think he had three hits against the Angels, gave up just the one run, and we ended up winning that game in a walk-off late. But, you know, he is, you know, I know he's frustrated with his results. He goes out there with good stuff almost every time out, and that's what's frustrating when either he doesn't win or he doesn't get the results he wanted because the sinker's there at 92, the cutter's there. You know, he has a tendency to fall behind in the count a little too much and pitch away from contact, but, you know, he does something every time out to sort of tantalize and make you think, hey, this, it's going to lock in for this guy, and he's going to sort of fulfill what that potential we think he has. So I know Kendall's frustrated with the record and the ERA, but he does, you know, he did pitch really well last Friday night. We'd like him to put a couple in a row together. And, you know, obviously Tim pitched well against us last Saturday. We didn't, not taking away anything from him, but we didn't swing the bats at all last weekend. You saw what Weaver did to us on Sunday, yeah. And that's after, you know, he'd given up a handful of runs just about every time out. So, you know, we didn't bring the bats last weekend against the Angels, and I know our guys are looking forward to another shot at both Tim and Jared Weaver.
A's GM David Forrest here on 95.7 The Game. Like you said, man, it's been tough going at the plate. You guys rank dead last in the American League in runs, RBI, on-base percentage, and OPS. You're the only American League team failing to average four runs per game. You're not far away to 391, but you're last. Now,
yep.
not your fault, okay? Because we see the injuries. They're everywhere. And you got a lot of guys who belong in AAA who are probably here way ahead of the schedule that you would have had them here. And that includes your second baseman tonight, Arismendi Alcantara. I think I did.
Yeah, you may have butchered both ends of that, but we'll go with it.
All right. Arismendi Alcantara.
Arismendi Alcantara, yeah. And, a kid who, came over for Coughlin a couple weeks ago, but has an opportunity a lot like some of those guys you mentioned, Max Muncy on the pitching end, Manaya Mengden, Zach Neal's been up here for a little bit. I mean, the silver lining to the injuries and some of the poor performance is you create opportunities, and you see what Daniel Mengden has done in his three starts.
Well, yeah.
Through no fault of his own, he's winless, but the guy, the guy's pitched great for three starts.
Yeah, two quality,
nice to see.
Yeah, two quality starts, 18 innings, three ERA, 21 strikeouts. Are you happy with the early reports on him?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of development left to do there, and we knew that when we brought Daniel up, and it was the same in the case of Sean. And if and when Dylan Overton makes it up here, it's going to be the same in that case. You have injuries, and you have to push guys, but you have to continue to develop. And something we've talked to Daniel about is getting ahead of guys, getting 0-1. He's behind in the count, but as you saw yesterday, he's got the stuff to work back. He punched out 9 guys. He's able to throw breaking ball and changeup behind in the count. So, it's not ideal to have those guys develop in the big leagues, but you feel really good about it when they give you a positive outing and they do good things up here, because it shows they have the confidence in themselves. So they're certainly positives to be taken away from a lot of these guys being up here probably ahead of their time clock.
We can't help but see what's coming up next week, and we kind of want to already look at the Bay Bridge series and how it might turn out in the owner's box, in the GM's box. We all know that Billy and Brian Sabian, I don't know if I want to call it a frosty relationship, but I think that here's what I always thought. Billy was envious of Brian's success. Brian was envious of Billy's fame and genius status, even though Brian was putting up like a winning percentage that might have been better. Billy always got credit for doing more with less, and then had Brad Pitt play him in the movies. I could see how that would get a little ruffled of feathers here. But now that it's you and Bobby Evans, is there a cooling between these two franchises in terms of maybe the ability to look at each other as a trading partner?
Well, it's interesting to hear your sort of armchair psychologist take. I will tell you that any sort of frostiness between Brian and Billy is just a creation, I think, of the media. I mean, we've always had a great relationship with them. Brian and Billy have spent a lot of time talking in my years here, and Brian's always been great to me.
No business, though. No trade.
No, but you're right. We have not found a way to make a trade, and that extends to me and Bobby. I mean, we've been talking for years as well, and Bobby and I go way back. We played basketball down in spring training starting back in 2000, 2001, my first couple of years with the A's. We've been friends since, and we do talk a lot. We trade text messages a lot. We just, for whatever reason, have not found a way to make a deal, but it's not for lack of trying. It's not for, because of any sort of cool relationship. We just, sometimes teams don't match up. But, it's always fun to play those guys. Nobody gets more excited than our manager. I know Bob looks forward to those 4 games every year and wants to put his best foot forward. So, and for us this time of year, it's a good test, because obviously that's a good team on the other side of the bay. They've been playing really well. And it'll be a good, 4-game set for us to kind of measure up and see where we're at. I think the nice thing is we'll get Josh Reddick back on Monday if all goes well, and there's no way to sort of put a value on what he means to us in the lineup and in the dugout. So it'll be great to get Josh back.
Maybe even as a piece, because it does look like this needs to be pulled apart to be put back together at another time. And an awful lot of the A's future is laying in the youth movement that is still coming through the minor leagues. I'm wondering, just please be honest, is your phone starting to ring more than maybe just 2 weeks ago?
I'm getting very popular, Damon. Sure. which is normal. I we're going to be the belle of the ball over the next month. But I understand that's the nature of the beast, and we've got you know, we have a lot of evaluating decisions to make on what makes sense for the franchise. And we've continued to say that, you know, the Houston Chicago style teardown does not work here. It's not something we're interested in, and you know, we're going to do our best to take a crack at it every year. Obviously, we found last year it didn't work, and we adjusted in July, and you already see the benefits of what we did last July with Manaea and Mengden in the rotation. So, you know, those are decisions that have to be made as the calendar turns for the next 5 weeks or so.
We see them in the rotation. I just don't know if we see them as benefits yet, David. That's the thing. You know, we see them.
You know, I think that's in the eye of the beholder, right? I mean,
sure.
Again, there are positives that come out of it. If we had everybody healthy, Sean and Daniel wouldn't be here. The fact that they are, though, you know, there are things to be gained, and there's experience that's going to help them down the road.
Do you have trouble staying positive, keeping the clubhouse positive when you go through a rough month like you guys have been going through?
You know, you're absolutely not. And I can say that with all honesty. You don't have trouble staying positive because, A, Bob is positive no matter what happens. And you have a group of guys who believe in themselves. I mean, you've got guys in there who, no matter what the record is, they believe they're better than that. They have something to show, and they understand what they're out there playing for. So when you've got guys like Steven, who has a lot of pride, and Danny, who believes he's a frontier player, and guys like that, it's not hard to stay positive. It's frustrating to go home a lot of nights with a loss, but it doesn't carry over, and you do stay positive, and the fact that the fans keep coming out there is, you know, kind of buoys these guys, and they stay positive because of it.
I want to wrap up on what I hope will be an incredibly positive story and note for you and the franchise with the scary news out of Nashville that Andrew Lambeau was diagnosed with early testicular cancer. He's a young man in your farm system right now. That has got to be a stop you in your tracks bit of news to get at any point in time of your life, especially for a young man who is wired to feel invincible in his early 20s. Has he caught it early enough? And you know, will the A's use this to you know, and when there's, you know, we see uncomfortable topics,
yeah,
using sports to really become less taboo. Prostate cancer, testicular cancer, things that men should talk about but don't. I hope this all works out for him, and I hope it might even bring to light some initiative.
Yeah, I think it's an important point you make, and it is a like you said, a stop you in your tracks moment, and it's something that lends a lot of perspective right away. You know, I got that text about a week ago that, you know, Andrew had been diagnosed, and you immediately, you know, you forget about baseball, you jump into action as, you know, to what you can do, and luckily we've got a first-rate medical team. Alan Pont, who's a doctor here, immediately talks with the people at Vanderbilt, which is a world-class facility, and they, you know, they get right on it. He's had surgery. He's going to have follow-up treatment, and everybody's really positive about his ability to make a full recovery. But it does lend perspective. You realize that, you know, what you do on a daily basis, while it seems really important, while the game's going on, these guys have lives to lead, and there are important issues out there that hopefully you can make a difference on. So we, you know, I've talked to Andrew. He's incredibly positive about what he's going through, and really feels good about where he's headed. So
that's
always
good.
Nice to hear.
That's good. Well, we wish him the very best, and we wish you the best over the weekend. And I know that Monday and Tuesday
we're in San Francisco Monday and Tuesday.
Thank
and
you.
Our place Wednesday, Thursday.
Well,
there you go.
Let's make sure we bump into each other at one of those four games, and hopefully, maybe even do this in person a little bit earlier next week.
Oh, I didn't even know that was an option. I would welcome that.
Boom! Anything's an option, and if it's not, you're a GM. You can trade it all and come up with what you like.
That's good to know. I will let my bosses know that.
Thanks an awful lot. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it as always.
All right, Damon. Stay well.
Thanks very much. David Forrest, A's GM, here on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, I tell you, you know, I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in your early 20s and be told, hey, I know that you work out like an ox. You've done everything you can to take care of yourself nutritionally. Not only do you have cancer, it's testicular cancer. I can't think of anything that would rob a young man in the vital time of his life of his joie de vivre more than that.
Right. Such a bright future, too.
And hopefully he caught it early enough and the surgery was successful enough and the treatment and the follow-up and the post-op care will all be smooth riding and full recovery. But, yeah, it's amazing how little strikes and hits matter when
Absolutely.
There's something wrong in that department of life.
Sending good vibes his way.
Absolutely we are. And by the way, the A's could use all the good vibes they could get too, because we all see where this is going. And I think we're going to have plenty of trades to be talking about sooner or later coming up with David Force.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.